This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He's putting it in terms of loss and gain. And that's the real understanding of good and evil, is that it's about loss and gain. So who gains and who loses? That's what you have to look at. When you see the world, who gains and who loses? Because you can see this man who gains all this wealth through his corrupt transactions. But has he really gained? Even the New Testament, what does a man gain if he's obtained the whole world and lost his soul? I mean, what have you really gained? That's a different way of seeing the world, of seeing good and evil. And that's why when you look out, you don't know what's going on. You don't have an idea. I mean, I was with Sheikh Abdul Wahid Ahmedna, and we were in Mauritania. And in West Africa, in Mauritania in particular, the people with the least in that country are the blacks. And I asked him once, you know, about just that situation, because it always bothered me. It really bothered me when I was there. And he said to me one time, he said, you know, if you look in terms of this side of the world, you only see one thing. But he said that if you look in terms of the other side, the people that have the greatest difficulty in this world and have the patience in dealing with that have the least hisab in the next world. And he said, لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُخَفَّفْ عَنْهُمْ. That's literally what he said. He said, maybe that these people are just people of paradise. So it's a different way. Now, it doesn't justify the condition. You still have to oppose the condition, but it gives you a different perspective on it. You know, in other words, the way that that was used in the past is to opiate people and to justify injustice. And Islam never does that. It says you still have to oppose the wrong, but don't assume that it's all evil. Do you see? And that's the point, because you just don't have the full picture. You only have a portion of it. And that's at the essence of what this is about, of recognizing good and evil as loss and gain. And that's why the Quran says, "Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr." Allah could have said, "Lafi shar." By time, the human being, the nature is that he is in loss. He's losing. "Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat." Except those who believe and do good deeds. "Watawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr." And they enjoin what's right, and they enjoin people to be patient, because it's difficult. There's many things that are wrong in the world. So you enjoin right, but you also have to enjoin people to be patient and bear the difficulties of the world. Because if all you have out there is the demand for right, and not recognizing that, one, not all the wrongs will be righted in this world. And that's where we believe in the next world. That the wrongs of this world, there's a grave that I saw of one of the Muslim slaves that was here in America. I think it's in Mississippi. But it shows a hand like this. His name was Yusuf. And on the gravestone, it wasn't a cross. It was a hand with his finger pointed up. And it said on the tombstone, there is justice in the next world. It's going to happen. If it didn't happen in this world, it'll happen in the next world. And so that's a different way, again, of seeing the world. Is that if you don't believe in that, then you'll go insane by looking out there. Because there's just so much wrong out there. You will go insane. And it doesn't mean to accept it. And that's what's important. It's not that you accept it. In other words, that you should do what you can to redress the wrongs of the world. But it doesn't destroy you that they're there, because you know they're there for a wisdom. That is the point, is that there is a hikmah behind that. That there's nothing that happens in the world that does not have a wisdom. Now, one of the things that the Quran points out is, you know, God did not have the attribute of a wise parent. And there are hadiths that indicate that, that Allah has that care of a mother. The love of Allah for his servants is greater than the mother's love. But he said he would give the foolish children of this world what they want. And this is one of the things about the world, is that most people are so spiritually immature, because you can have an adult emotionally, you can have an adult intellectually, you can have an adult sensually. Somebody can go out and fornicate and do all these things. It's an adult, essentially. A child can't do that, but an adult can. Somebody can go and work in the world with their mind and acquire wealth and do all these things as an adult. A child can't do that. But a spiritual adult, that's a different category, because most people are spiritual children. They're in the state of the infant in terms of their spirituality. And because of that, if they were given what they wanted, it would be like giving a child poison. It would be like giving a child a gun to play with that's loaded. And this is why the Quran says, what? Is it they who divide up the mercy of your Lord? We have divided among them their livelihood in the life of this world and raised some of them above others in rank. So some take others in forced labor. And that forced labor here, it's the idea of using them, not oppressing them. But the mercy of your Lord is better than what they collect. In other words, don't get deluded by all this dunya and all these categories in dunya. To strive for the akhirah is better. The mercy of your Lord is a higher thing. Were it not that people would be a single community through ingratitude and truth concealing, in other words, through kufr, we would have appointed for those who have kufr toward the merciful roofs of silver to their houses, stairs whereup to mount, and doors to their houses and couches whereon to recline and ornament. Surely all of this is but the enjoyment of the life of this world. And surely the next world with your Lord belongs to the people of taqwa. So, in other words, it's saying if all the kuffar had all this wealth and luxury, the believers would want to be like the kuffar. And that's one of the signs of the end of time, is that people want to be like the non-Muslims. That's one of the hadiths, is that people imitate the non-Muslims. When the Muslims had all their wealth, and their, it was the non-Muslims that didn't have anything. So the Muslims, they looked at Europe, the Europeans had nothing to offer the Muslims. So they never got deluded. Whereas now the tables have been turned and all you have is the Quran, which should be enough. Because if you read those verses, you would have the guidance to see that's not the real thing, that there's something different. And that's why in the end of time, what did the Prophet ﷺ say to Imam Ali when he said, how do we get out of all the confusion? He said, Kitab Allah. You have to go back to the book of Allah and understand its core messages. Understand the centrality of this book. So one of the things that they talk about is this idea of good. The dua of the Prophet ﷺ, الخير كله بين يديك والشر لا يعود إليك. All good comes from you and evil does not return to you. And the reason for that is because the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qudsiyah, it's purity. And there's no room for evil. There's no room. Because evil is absence. It's like darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. Evil is the absence of good. And therefore that element does not exist. But Allah created evil. Shar. It's a creation of Allah. So it is not God. But it is a creation of God. And this is the theodicy in Christianity. The biggest problem that they have is what they call the problem of evil. Because they don't know where it comes from. Because their idea is, if there's, you know, the problem goes, if God was omniscient, all-knowing, and all-powerful, and all-good, then he would know where the evil is, he has the power to remove it, and because he's all-good, he would not want it in the world. And that's called the problem of evil. That's, philosophers always love that one to challenge Christians with. And what Christians tend to fall into is this Manichaeism, that free will, the devil. But see, if it's free will, it's against the will of God. In other words, the fact that it's in the world, where did it come from? Because the world is a creation of Allah and everything in it is a creation of Allah. So the fact that he created creatures that he knew would do evil means that he created evil. And this is something in Christianity, they don't want to really admit that. Whereas the Muslims were told that right from the start. And the point, again, that the Quran and the Hadith emphasize is it's relative to you. You don't really understand it. And therefore, don't assume that what you think is evil, or what you think is good, because you just don't know. You don't have all the variables, and you don't have the complete picture. So the mirror image is identical to the real, inasmuch as it reflects the real's attribute, but is other than the real, inasmuch as it is supported by non-existence. So this is in talking about the world itself, that the world, what is good in it is what reflects the divine. And what is evil in it is absent of divine attributes or qualities. So when you look at the world, if you look at the world as a mirror that doesn't exist, if you can allow your mind to imagine a mirror that doesn't exist, and if you could imagine looking into that mirror and seeing your image and then the mirror has other than your image, because you need the mirror to reflect the image. So the image is not reflected completely in the mirror. Part of the mirror is there. So you see your image in the mirror. Now, good is what is reflected. If you look at the universe as a reflection of God, it is not God, but is it a reflection of God's attributes? That the evil in it is what is demarcating the good. In other words, you couldn't see the image without the evil. You could not see the good of God without knowing the shar. Because if you had no evil in the world, you would not know good. You wouldn't know what it is. Because like the Arabs say, by opposites things are distinguished. By opposites things are distinguished. And so Allah has created a world and then reflected His attributes. Now the human being is called insan, which means the pupil of the eye. And one of the meanings that some of the scholars indicated was, in a sense, the human being is like the reflected vision of God. In other words, the human being has been created to witness God in the world. Because God is reflecting on Himself in the world. In other words, the world is also, because it is a desired act of God, God brought the world into existence. And there's a purpose for the world, which is that God is known. مَا خَرَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ I only created the world that I might be known. Who can know God in the world? It's not the bird. It's not the frog. It's not the donkey. It's not the rock. They cannot know God with cognizance. They only know God as a state in which they're in of absolute worship. But they can't cognitively know God. That is the human being. And that is why he and she has this extraordinary position in creation, which is where we get to the next section, which is the trial, the idea of a trial. That human beings have been brought into the world and they are tried. So God measures out good mercy to test people's faith and to allow people to prove their own nature, not to God. لِيُذْهِرُكُمْ In other words, when Allah says لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, the commentators say when God says He created you to try you to see which of you is the best in action, He doesn't need to see which of you is the best in action because He knows that. It's to show you your true nature. And that's why the word for trial in Arabic is to test metal. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Annasu ma'adin," human beings, they are minerals. You have gold, you have silver, you have copper, you have lead, and then you have toxic metals. And what tribulation does is it shows people their nature. And that's why when some of the worst calamities happen to people, what they say when they get through it is, I didn't know I had it in me to get through that.